encouraging words and uplifting music. This is Gospel Praise with Davina Jabal on Joy Radio.
I am so stoked to speak with you today. We're going to start right off from the top. By the way, Toronto, God bless you. This is Gospel Praise on Joy Radio, and we are here speaking with Ty Tribbett.
Okay.
So on October the 13th, it's a big day. Not only are you dropping a new album on that day titled The Bloody Win, but you also will be in concert in Toronto at Rhema Christian Ministries for the album release concert. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God, I just started laughing. I'm so excited. I can't do anything but laugh. I am overjoyed. I am so excited. I absolutely cannot wait. Every time we come to Canada, I don't know what it is about me and Canada, but there's a kindred connection. There's a connection somewhere. I love the worshipers there. I love the praises there. I love coming to the, I don't know what part of Canada it is, but the Efezi. Is that, am I saying it right?
You're coming to Toronto. You're coming to where it's all at.
I had to do it there. They asked me, where do you want to do it, Ty? Where do you want to go? I said, I want to go to Canada. Mm. I love the people of God that are there. I love the worship. I love the response to God's glory. And I really wanted that type of victorious atmosphere when we released the album. So I am beyond overjoyed that you all will have us there and that we are coming together. That we've been through some storms, we've taken some hits, but we still come out victorious. Mm. And that's what the whole theme of the album is all about. We're still standing because we are more than conquerors.
Amen to that. Well, Toronto, we love you, Pastor Ty. Really, we do. And, you know, speaking about gospel artists and, you know, enjoying our artists here, on October the 12th, the day before the concert, you're doing something a little different. You're actually giving, you know, an opportunity for artists to come out and show their talent. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of talent in Toronto, and I kind of wanted to share the moment with Toronto. I didn't just want to come and say, hey, I'm doing this, come see me. But no, there's a lot of anointed singers and minstrels out there in Canada that I wanted to kind of share the platform with. God has blessed me with the platform. He's blessed me with the ministry. And I kind of wanted to share the moment with my brothers and sisters in Canada. So Thursday night, we had a little fun with the name, called it Toronto's Best, you know, kind of playing off the Sunday Best theme.
Right.
Best. So you come up, you sign up your choir, sign up your group, or if you're a soloist, you come and you sign up, and we'll be there. We'll have our little panel of judges or whatever, and you can have an opportunity to open for the big night, Friday night, the official album release concert. But I'm excited to hear all of the talent. I'm excited to see all of the anointing that Toronto and the surrounding areas have to offer. So that'll be my moment to kind of be like, woo, this is amazing. And then we're going to do a little pop-up concert that night. We're going to do like all of the songs that you know and love, the older songs, the Victory and He Turned It and What Can I Do. And, you know, we'll do some of the other songs the first night. And then all new material the second night with the brand new opener who will win Thursday night. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited. We are absolutely stoked. But speaking about artists still, you know, I know and many people believe that Toronto definitely is a hub for gospel music in Canada. We have stellar artists and our musicians are so on point. You know, I mean, they even raise the standard at an international level. But the thing is that, you know, what can we do to help not to so much to get caught up with the emotion of the night or the event? How can we continue to stay grounded and grow strong roots in capital T truth?
I think that's the most important thing you said, because the Bible says they that worship me, they must worship in spirit and in truth. And it's kind of challenging to kind of find that fine line between emotion and truth. But I don't deny emotions. God gave us emotions, and He expressed it. The Bible says God's heart is grieved. The Bible says that Jesus wept. The Bible says it's, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So He can be pleased. He has emotions. So we don't want to deny it, but we don't want to be led by it, because we know our emotions is up today, down tomorrow, da da da. But Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I think it's important to be led by the Word of God in our lives, period. I always say, Jesus is not just our Savior. I mean, we're going to heaven. We're not going to hell because He saved us. But He's our Lord. Meaning He's our head. He leads us. And when He's your Lord, He's the head. And on the human body, the head is on top. That means I'm under Him. on an animal, the head is in front. That means I follow him. So it is important for him not to just be our Savior, the one that gets us out of our mess, the one that covers our sin, the one that, no, not just that, but it's important that we're under him and we follow him every day of our lives, and that'll translate into our music, our families, our finances, our health, when Jesus is actually our Lord.
Now, I actually have been in radio for about 18 years, and I've noticed that, you know, as the years go by, some people really take great offense to what you just said. Like, they take offense to the gospel that I am a sinner. What? I have to repent? What? Or someone is going to control my life? You know, do you find this becoming more difficult, more now than before, to hold on to biblical truths while society has, like, a stronger stance in its own beliefs and practice and pushing its own agenda?
Yeah, the Bible also says that in the last days, men will be calling wrong right and right wrong, and we're starting to see that as well. The Bible says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the glory of the Lord is still going to shine. So my agenda is not to preach opinion. My agenda is to preach the truth of God's word, but it is challenging because people don't want to see that, hey, I'm wrong. This is all I've been exposed to all of my life. This is all I've seen all of my life. This is me. This is natural. I was born this way. I did it. And now you're calling it wrong? Well, I'm not calling it wrong. You could go outside and be late for work so you can speed. But the law will say that's wrong. You're supposed to be going, well, in America, we have 55 miles per hour. You're supposed to be going 55. Mm-hmm. But just because you're late, you want to go 70. That's considered wrong according to the law. So you have to be subject to something. And I think humans are striving not to be subject to anything. Everyone is striving to be their own master, their own Lord. I have my own dream, my own agenda. When God says, wait a minute, I know the plans that I have for your life, thoughts of good and not for evil. I mean, he created us, so it's better. I always say God's way, here it is, guys. God's way is not just right. It's better. Mm. It's better. The prodigal son ran back home to the father, not because it was the right thing to do. It was better than the pit. And I'm here to tell you today, if you think, oh, man, God just wants to stop my butt, I'm telling you, God's way is not just right. It's better than what you can do for yourself, mm-hmm. how you can think for yourself, how you can lead your own life. Yeah, you probably will attain some level of success or whatever, but God's way is always better.
Amen to that. You are now a pastor?
In Orlando, Florida. If you guys ever come and visit Orlando, Florida, you have to come by. The church is called Live.
Yeah.
Live Church.
Now, that's actually a name of your track, is it not? Or one of the tracks on, yeah.
Yeah, I dedicate. Oh, that was a good little. Yeah, that was nice. Okay, yes, I dedicated a song on the album called Live. My wife and I moved to Orlando. My kids moved to Orlando about 2 years ago. Literally, no pun intended, just to live. Like, just to, okay, let's enjoy the sun. I'm from New Jersey. I'm sick of the cold. I'm sick of the snow. Let's go with the sun always. Let's enjoy it. And I just started to sense, oh, it's dry bones in the area. The Lord was speaking to me, dry bones. Speak to the bones and they will live. So long story short, we named it the church Live. And we are literally seeing the dry bones come back to life. We are literally seeing marriages restored, bodies healed. I mean, it is incredible in the short amount of time what God is doing in Orlando. So if ever you guys are on vacation, church, and I promise you, God will revive you.
Another track on the album, The Bloody Wind, is called Already Won. Can you tell us a little bit about that track?
Yes, I heard a song actually by this group called Imagine Dragon. And the sound that I heard was like, whoa, that sounds like a tribal victory. It sounds like a tribal victory. I can't explain it. Like, I saw people like around a campfire skipping and celebrating like, woo, woo, woo. But you close up on their face and they had scars and they had wounds and they had, you know, blood. I'm like, man, they had blood, but it was a bloody wind. That's where the whole album concept came from. And I'm looking at the song like, man, I want to kind of say, not I'm going to get the victory. I don't want to say I'm going to win. We've heard that message before. But in Christ, we have already won. That's what I want. I want to come from the process, from the perspective of victory, not going towards it. No, we already won. So that song is really starting, and I love how it starts out. Like, how could I ever be defeated? What? By someone who's already lost. We already lost. So if he already lost, that means I've already won. That means if Jesus has already overcome the world, that means I'm already healed. Mm-hmm. That means I'm already delivered. That means I'm already free. Mm. And I want to come from that revelation, come from that standpoint. And when we live by that, we begin to see the fruit of it in our lives. And we're not subject to sickness. We're not subject to poverty. We are above only and not beneath. So
we cannot wait for you to hit Toronto. It starts actually on Thursday, October the 12th. All your groups, if you're a group, if you can sing, we want you to potentially audition so that you can open for Ty on Friday, October the 13th. It's going to be down all at Rhema Christian Ministries. It's going to be his CD release concert for The Bloody Win. What will be the take-home, Pastor Ty? What will be the take-home message for that night?
I think it's going to be either already won or already loved. Mm-hmm. I have a song on the album called Already Loved. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's really about, you don't have to, man, it's a done deal. He's not, his love for you is not buffering. He's not trying to figure out how he feels about you. You're already accepted in the beloved. Mm-hmm. When you understand you're already loved, that makes you behave differently. Jesus, when he was being baptized, heard a voice from heaven. Everybody heard God speak, and he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved son." When the devil tempts him a couple of verses down, he says, "If you be the son of God, turn these stones into bread." He left out one word. He left out beloved. Mm. God said, "This is my beloved son." Satan said, "If you be the son of God," because Satan knows, I can't remind you that you're already loved, because if I remind you you're already loved, that's counter temptation. It's hard to be tempted when you know you're loved. When I know the Father loves me, I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not going to fall for this. I'm not easily tempted. I'm not easily drawn away when I know I'm already loved. So this song is so powerful, and I believe Toronto is just going to be singing that song, either already won or already loved. The key is already. It's already done. That's what you're going to walk away with. It's already done. You already won. You're already loved. You already have victory. You're already healed. You're already prosperous. You're already delivered. It's a done deal. Otherwise, Jesus would have never said, "It is finished." He said it. Let's believe it and let's walk in it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Toronto, this is Pastor Ty Tribbett on the phones with us here on Gospel Praise. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you as well.
God bless you.
She lights up the airwaves. It's Davina DePaul with Gospel Praise on Joy Radio.